Sports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, and Doug Gold here broadcast tonight. Kayla O'Neill is our typically fourth member of our broadcast team, but she is doing bridesmaids duty tonight. So she's, let's see, she's pregnant, doing bridesmaids duties, everything else on top of that, and we'll say she's scouting the White Rock Rocks. What would, if White Rock had a mascot, what would it be? We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll come back to you.
In better news, it's now time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the LAW Sports Network, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today via text message from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the Pulitzer of the Pylon, Paul P. Adams, and, of course, our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hanson. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Through the first 3 weeks of the season, both Dave Hanson and Paul P. Adams were perfect in their predictions. However, last week, Dave Hanson and Mr. Adams, dear Mr. Adams, both picked Cass City when USA was the winner, giving yours truly, graciously, the victory. And I have to pose the question, could this be the start of a Clark Ramsey victory tour?
Well, and to be fair, it very well could be a small streak ahead for you. As you look at these games with these two teams we have in front of us, Kansas City and Lakers, a game where truly either team could win. They're both very good. It certainly opens the door for you to be on what I would call a small streak.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLAW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no team, such as last week, selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since Dave Hanson won the previous week, the tee is still yours, sir.
I like that. I'm going to earn my tee next week is the goal anyways. Okay. But looking at this game in front of us, we just seen a Cass City team last week. Heartbroken. Played a great game. Lost it at the end. Couldn't make the stop that they needed. Lakers, we have not seen yet in person. Have not seen them live in game action. Looking forward to that. They are undefeated this year. Looking really good. Cass City, though, is that team that's hungry. Excuse me, they need a win. They must get a win tonight if they want to hang around. However, I look at Lakers and what I have heard and read and seen. I like what they're doing. I think they're going to steal a win here on the road and win 28-20, an 8-point differential. I do see it being a close game through most of the first half, but it's going to come down to one score, and I like Lakers being the team that's standing when the dust settles.
So Dave Hanson picks the Lakers 28-20 with an 8-point victory. Now for Paul Adams' text message here, and he says, again, a very difficult game to predict. Cass City has won the past two games against Lakers by a combined 3 points in the past two games. So Paul Adams is saying the Lakers will strike back tonight for a 24-18 victory. So look, Paul Adams by 6 points. You guys are very accurate according to each other. Dave Hanson has 8 points by Lakers, and Paul Adams 6 points for the Lakers. And only time will tell. So I guess I have Cass City.
Let's take the home team once again.
Let's take a look around the region for other area games. We had one matchup last night that was in Flint in 8-player football. Peck traveled on to take the Michigan School for the Deaf on, and it was all Peck 54-14.
Yeah, I'll definitely take Peck in that game, Clark.
Most definitely. North Huron is traveling to Kingston. North Huron still winless on the season.
Well, I hope they're not scoreless, Clark, but no, it's a rebuilding year for North Huron. New coaches, new team in front of them this year. They lost some big-time players to graduation. Kingston at home gets a victory.
Flint International House of Pancakes taking on Caseville tonight in Caseville.
I'm going to go with the local team. I think Caseville gets win number two tonight.
Flint International enters the game at 0-3. Deckerville on the road, and then on the road, and then some up in Rudyard, up in the UP.
Rudyard 3-1, a respectable team as far as we know, but Deckerville is Deckerville. They are a powerhouse. They are the best team we have around here, especially in eight-man football. Deckerville goes up there and gets themselves to 5-0.
The Morris Orioles, seen at 2-2 on the season, is playing host tonight to the Mayville Wildcats.
Yeah, and I'll take the home team again. I think Morris, what we've seen, was absolutely devoured by Deckerville when we've seen them live. But I think they're a better team than what they showed. Mayville is obviously no Deckerville. Morris wins at home.
Akron Fairgrove winless on the season, taking on the undefeated Owen Gage Bulldogs at 4-0.
I think you said it right there. Owen Gage at home, 4-0. Akron Fairgrove, 0-4. Two teams that are trending different directions. Go with Owen Gage in that one.
And Marion the Librarian at 3-1, traveling to Dryden, who's 2-2 in Saturday action.
Could be an interesting game. I'm going to go with the Librarians there on the road to get win number 4.
That would be a fantastic mascot for them.
Yes, it would.
In 11 player in the Greater Thumb Conference, we have Marlette in the East taking on Ubley.
Shouldn't even be very close. Ubley is the clear team in the East to stand tall. They go to 5-0.
Memphis and Brown City, both teams winless on the season.
Somebody's got to get a win, but
Brown, I guarantee it.
Brown City has been more competitive in their games than Memphis has. Look for Brown City to get win number 1.
Sandusky and Harbor Beach, our final game in the Greater Thumb East.
Outside of this game we have in front of us, Clark, I struggled picking between Sandusky and Harbor Beach. With as porous of a defense, we'll go with that, as Harbor Beach has had this year, it means Sandusky's probably going to score some points. We're going to be in another shootout. But in Harbor Beach, Harbor Beach does tend to play better. I will go with the Pirates in that game.
And porous, you mean like Swiss cheese?
However.
A lot of holes.
Right.
All right, in the West, we have USA at 3-1. The Bad Axe, 1-3.
It is Bad Axe. It's in Bad Axe. It is homecoming night.
Yes.
But I do think the Patriots are too good a team. They're going to spoil homecoming and get a win in Bad Axe.
Vassar is at Reese. Vassar 2-2. Reese 3-1 coming off that loss to Lakers.
Vassar, a tricky team to think about right now, is they pushed Ubley to the brink, which we didn't think would ever happen. But I'm going to stick with Reese here. I haven't seen him live personally, but they're 3-1. They've been impressive this year on the rebound. I'll take the Rockets.
And, of course, in front of us we have the Lakers at Cass City. Dave Hansen picking Lakers by 8 and Cass City. And, excuse me, Paul Adams, Lakers by 6. We are 28 minutes away from kicking off in the beautiful confines of the Cass City Football Complex. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter by following and liking the WLEW Sports Network on Facebook and Twitter. Receive in-game updates, stats, and